keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so. No overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd no, we getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock, like I told you. I'm doing it for dreams.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. It's LaVon. So glad to be with you all this evening. I needed some time off, some time away to make sure that I was me, so that I could share with you, to my best ability, the things that I have convictions in. Today is Friday, July 11th, 2014. I cannot believe it. Time is flying by. I want to make you aware first of the moon, as it is doing amazing things. Please watch it, celebrate it as it becomes new. Somebody told me it was 5 a.m. tomorrow, but of course that depends on your location on this place. So check it out, and I want you to ponder, have you had a weird couple days this last week? I know everyone has had trouble sleeping. Do you believe that the moon has an effect on you as a individual composed mostly of water? I mean, consider what it does to the ocean, and perhaps it won't sound so, it will make more sense as to why we become a little weirder during this time. So tonight's topics include a guided meditation. I want you guys to join me as we find our authentic self. I think it's important, especially during this time. Everybody's kind of going through a shift. Everybody is kind of becoming aware of the things that they love and the things that inspire them and the things that they're passionate about. And they want to more and more make that the most tangible aspect of their lives. I believe more than ever that we should all do what we love and love what we do. We shouldn't go to a job every day. We should get to practice what makes us happy and fulfilled as people. So power to us. By the end of the show, I hope that we all feel a little stronger in our convictions. Whatever it is you want to do, if you want to make balloon animals, or if you want to paint rainbows on electrical boxes, or if you want to walk around in your underwear all day, I don't care. Whatever it is, I want you to do it. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anyone else, please, be awesome at it. Let it be. Make it happen. So that's one topic. I also want to share with you some articles that I've been compiling, things that I really want you to ponder. Long after we're done here, because I think they're all kind of related, and they're all going to tie back into finding the authentic self. And I hope that you have an objective perspective about your existence and your point of view as a creature existing on this plane and coexisting with other creatures existing on this plane. If you've listened to the show on Fridays, or perhaps you're new, I'm LaVon, and I decided to call this segment Objective Perspective because that's what I intend to practice. On Mondays and Wednesdays on our awesome program, Nick and DB share with you some valid current news. You get to hear about what's going on in the world. It's very political because most of our world is governed. Most of the aspects of our lives are determined by people that we've put in power. So we like to make others aware of that and know how they can change it and make a difference. So that's Monday and Wednesday. And Friday, I want to share with you guys some objective thoughts about things we experience as humans, all in relation to health. I want everyone to be their best. And tonight, we're going to talk about positive thoughts and the direct relation to the nervous system. Contrary to popular belief, you are in control of your body. Isn't that weird? Number two, I want to share some tips for fellow healers or empathic or highly aware individuals, as that's been a great test of mine the past few weeks, especially yesterday, and I'll share with you a really profound story. And I want to talk about the benefits of acupuncture. I only talk about what I know and things that I've experienced, and it has been profound in my life. And if you have yet to experience it or you're afraid of needles, just hear what I have to say, and we'll see if we can give you an objective perspective about it. I'm going to take a drink of water here, and then we'll get started. And knock things over. I'm pretty good at destroying things. Okay, here we go. First topic. I want to talk about the negative effects of thoughts on the body. And more specifically, where we store things in the body and maybe how you can understand why certain areas of your body ache. Maybe you resonate with the emotions that are attached to them. If you've listened to the show before, I speak a lot about how we live in a holographic universe. And that may sound like a ridiculous notion, but I want you to consider this. A hologram is defined as a unit in which a single character of it can be removed, and within it, it contains all the necessary information to create a whole new unit that it is. So essentially, that's what we are, correct? We are, if you take one of our cells, you can make a whole new us or a whole new you. And depending on your perspective, it may sound absurd, but additionally, your cells, you know, the very essence of you communicates via light, and it happens very fast, but we've documented this. So essentially, you are a light being, correct? And you're experiencing your world, whatever it is you're attracting into your life sphere. And I've come to understand that the things you're attracting, whether consciously or subconsciously, are the things that you've intended to provide yourself with a test. Because this is school. This is life school. We're all in school right now. And you don't realize it, but it's true. This is school. And you give yourself these lessons over and over and over. You ever notice a repeating pattern? Well, you got to figure out what the point is. And once you have that aha moment, it stops. It's quite remarkable. So you're experiencing all these emotions constantly, right? Your brain's taking in so much information, consciously and subconsciously. And it's believed that if you don't go through the steps of processing said experience, the body stores it like a little file in different areas depending on what kind of emotion it is. And you can find this emotional pain chart online. It was published on a website called The Mind Unleashed. Google it. It's pretty cool. On April 14th, they posted, like I said, this emotional pain chart. And it's reflected the thought patterns that form our experiences. And how it works, according to this, is our body movement is reflective of our inner world. We teach you how to live inside your body, to feel your feet when they strike the ground and to know which way you need to turn your foot in order to align your body and work towards being pain-free. It allows you to be conscious in your body while instinctively bringing awareness to your life. Your mind and body have connections. We see this automatically benefit the lives of our clients by helping them make decisions that are in the best interest of their health, from choosing better foods to choosing better careers. A cleaner mind helps you expend less energy every day and use that energy towards the life you love. So, we'll start from head to toe here. They say if you have pain in these areas, these are probable emotional causes, okay? The neck is refusing to see other sides of the question, or stubbornness or inability. Like, think about the function of your neck. Its purpose is to turn your head, right? To shift your perspective. Like, if you're having pain in your neck, it suggests that you're unable to do that. We'll go down here to the shoulders. According to this, it represents our ability to carry our experiences in our life joyously. We make life a burden by our attitude. Now, down the spine here, the upper spine, overall, the spine in general represents the support of life. But in relation to the upper back, it's a lack of emotional support or feeling unloved. The middle is feelings of guilt or stuck in the past, like get off my back attitude. Lower back, according to this, is fear of money or lack of financial support, like that's your security. Your elbows represent changing directions and accepting new experiences. The wrists represent movement and ease. Our hips, when we have pain there, are feelings of fear of going forward in major decisions and nothing to move forward to. Think about the movement of the hip, its purpose. And the knees represent feelings of stubborn pride and an inflamed ego and an inability to bend, fear, inflexibility, or won't give in. Ankles are inflexibility and guilt. Ankles represent the ability to receive pleasure. Bunions, lack of joy in meeting experiences in life. So, humans experience an array of emotions, anything from happiness to sadness to extreme joy and depression. Each one of these emotions creates a different feeling within the body. After all, our body releases different chemicals when we experience various things that make us happy, and each chemical works to create a different environment within the body. For example, if your brain releases serotonin, dopamine, or oxytocin, you will feel good and happy. If your body releases cortisol where you are stressed, you will have an entirely different feeling associated with the body kicking into survival mode. What about when we are thinking negative thoughts all the time? Or about when we are thinking positive thoughts? What about when we are not emotionally changed or charged, neither positive nor negative? Let's explore how these affect our body and life. So, positive versus negative. Is there a duality in our world? Sure. You could say there is to a degree, but mostly we spend a lot of the time defending and judging what is to be considered as positive and what we consider as to be as negative. The brain is a very powerful tool, and as we define what something is or should be, we begin to have the result play out in our world. So you decide what you want to perceive, right? So have you ever noticed, for example, that someone driving can get cut off and lose their lid, get angry, and suddenly they are feeling negative, down, and in a bad mood? Whereas someone else can get cut off while driving and simply apply the brakes slightly and move on with their day as if nothing has happened. In this case, the same experience, yet one sees it as negative, while the other doesn't. So are things innately positive or negative, or do we define things as positive and negative? I personally believe that it depends on your perspective. the way you look at things change if you change the way you look at them, correct? So another perspective is, though, is that we give things certain energies, right, as a culture, as a society, as a man, as a woman, as a child, as an elder. Things are different to every type of person. At the same time, they're not. It's kind of a little paradox there. It all depends. And then situational, too. So cut the perception as much as possible. After thinking about it for a moment, you might realize that there are, in fact, no positive or negative experiences other than what we define as such. Therefore, our very perception of an experience or situation has the ultimate power as how we will feel when it is happening and how our bodies will be affected. While we can always work to move beyond our definitions of each experience and move into a state of mind awareness consciousness, where we simply accept each experience for what it is and what it is teaching us, we may not be there yet. And it's so important to understand how certain emotions can affect our health. If someone wishes for good health, one must first ask oneself if he is ready to do away with the reasons for his illness. Only then is it possible to help him. That comes from the father of medicine. So let's speak a little bit about mind-body connection before we move on to our next topic here. Let's see here. Technology. Always deceiving me. Apologies while this... My page just disappeared for me. So I missed you guys when I was taking my little hiatus. It was really crucial, though. I feel like I've come out a whole new person. And I just needed to take some time to kind of internalize all the things that I was experiencing as a human in this place. Lots of changes, lots of strong, scary feelings that I had to... change my perspective about so that I could process them and move forward, which is, I think, a hard thing to do, you know, because you have to live in every moment of the thing, and you have to let it be what it is to be within you, you know, and then you have to think about, what did it teach me? Am I okay with this? Like, is this what the kind of experience I wanted? And I feel like I came out the other end a little better. So I apologize, my machine is not my friend right now. Too much awesomeness going into it all at once. Can't handle it. Let's see here. So when you have pain, tightness, or injuries in certain areas, it's often related to something emotionally that you are feeling within yourself. At a first glance, it may not seem this way because we are usually very out of touch with ourselves and our emotions in this fast-paced world, but it's often the truth. When I've had chronic pains in my back, knees, neck, or shoulders, it wasn't exercise, physiotherapy, or anything in a physical sense that helped it. It was when I dealt with emotions behind it. I know this because I spent the time and money going to physio, and even though I wanted to get better, it wasn't being addressed still. The more I addressed the unconscious thought patterns and emotion throughout my body, the more I loosened up and pain went away. So that's a very interesting perspective on pain and health. furthermore, this article is meant to make you feel powerful here at the end with a great message. It refers to David Suzuki, who was the author of The Sacred Life. He says, condensed molecules from breath, exhaled from verbal expressions of anger, hatred, and jealousy, contain toxins. Accumulated over 1 hour, these toxins are enough to kill 80 guinea pigs. Can you now imagine the harm you are doing to your body when you stay with the negative emotions or unprocessed emotional experience throughout the body? Remember, you have all the power in you to get through anything life throws at you. Instead of labeling with perception the concepts of negative and positive as it relates to each experience you have in your life, try to see things from a big picture standpoint. I call this segment objective perspective because I think globally, universally. I encourage you to do the same thing. It's very liberating. I can't choose a better word. Liberating. So ask yourself, how can this help me to see or learn something? Can I use this to shift my perception, clear some emotion within myself, realize something within another, and accept it? Whatever it may be, instead of simply reacting, turn the dial down, slow it down, and observe. You will find you have the tools to process emotions and illness quickly when you see them for what they are and explore why they exist. If you believe you are sick, you are sick. If you believe you have pain, it's all out of your control, you will continue to have it in an uncontrollable manner until you realize that you have the control and you are what you attract in your body. So credit goes to Joe Martino of the Collective Evolution for his wise words on the ways that the emotions physically affect us and how we hold those emotions within us and where specifically we hold them within us. As I scan down the body, could you relate to any of that? Maybe in an unconscious level? Did you feel anything shift within you? Don't be afraid of it. It's okay. That's part of getting it out. And I encourage you to do that. So moving on here, let's see. I want to talk about a little more specifically in regards to the science behind, oh my gosh, machine. This is Murphy's Law. Everything works perfectly until you need it to. And is it only happening that way because I believe in Murphy's Law? that's the ironic part. Like, that's my favorite part of The Matrix, when Neo's in the Oracle's house, and she says, "Watch out for that vase." And he turns, and he says, "Which vase?" And then, ksh, he broke the vase. And she goes, "What I wonder is, would you have broken it if had I not said anything?" So, aha. Okay, the next thing I want to share with you is the fact that you can consciously control your immune system. This was published, again, on the Mind Unleashed, and it was on July 5th, so recently this year, just a few days ago. A recent study conducted with the use of the Wim Hof method suggests that a person can learn to consciously control his immune responses. Wim Hof, spelled W-I-M space H-O-F, is a Dutch world record holder who is famous worldwide for his ability to resist a cold. For this incredible invulnerability to cold, he was commonly nicknamed the Ice Man. Sorry about all the noise in the background. It's time to water the garden, which is thoroughly awesome, and I'll share that with you after I stop spazzing out and getting misdirected here. So, continuing here, he's a Dutch record holder who was nicknamed the Iceman. Scientists led by, Mathis Cox of the Radboud University Medical Center in Nijmegen, the Netherlands, studied his method, which is somehow similar to the Tibetan Tummo technique, which is the yoga of the inner heart, and involves third eye meditation, breathing exercise, and cold exposure, and is used to train 12 volunteers to fend off inflammation, which we've talked about that all pain is inflammatory. So in the framework of the study, 24 volunteers, including 12 people trained in the Wim Hof method and 12 who did not undergo any training, were subject to the inflammation test, during which they were injected with a strain of bacteria that provokes flu-like symptoms. As a result, volunteers who underwent training with the Hof method reported fewer and less intense flu-like symptoms than those who did not. At the same time, trained volunteers produced smaller amounts of proteins related to inflammation and higher levels of interleukin-10, an inflammation-fighting protein. Both the autonomic nervous system and innate immune system were regarded as systems that cannot be voluntarily influenced. The present study demonstrates that through the practice techniques learned in a short-term training program, the sympathetic nervous system and immune system can indeed be voluntarily influenced, writes the scientific journal PNAS. So that was where the study was published, if you want to read it further. Furthermore, orthodox neurobiologists and orthodox immunologists have been skeptical. They think that the study of the interactions between the nervous system and the immune system is a field in the shadows. This study is a nice way to show that a link, said, oh man, I'm going to destroy this name too, Gispi Materis, forgive me, an immunologist of the University of Salerno in Italy who was not involved in the study. Yet, it is not the only scientific study to show that the mind can control the immune system. In particular, Australian scientists came to the conclusion that consciousness is able to influence the intensity of the allergic reaction. I can attest to that. I'm allergic to everything. But I notice that my allergies are really prominent when I'm feeling down. Isn't that strange? Like, when my guard's down, I start sneezing. It's really weird. Anyways, as part of an experiment, several healthy volunteers had their arms injected with histamine, a substance that plays a major role in many allergic reactions. The experiment was structured so that they thought that the drug was injected... The experiment was structured so that they thought that the drug was injected in a rubber doll, while a real injection was made in the other arm. After the experiments, the intensity of the allergic response on both arms of the volunteers was evaluated and compared to the one of the control group who had no rubber doll illusion. As a result, the researchers found that the volunteers who thought that the injection had been given to the doll manifested a stronger effect of histamine on the arm that had been replaced by the fake one. Such a finding is particularly relevant to the immune system because a primary role of the immune system is to discriminate self from non-self, said Professor Lorimer Mosley, who led the study. These findings strengthen the argument that the brain exerts some kind of control over specific body parts according to how strongly we own them. Is your brain not a muscle? Is your brain not a computer that dictates every function in the body? I ask you, why is it so bizarre to think that you have control over the thing that you reside in? Why is that not a notion that is that is widely accepted? I've been called crazy. I've been called extremist. I've been called a hippie. All sorts of things because of my perspective. And that's okay. Because at least I've invoked something within you. I've moved you a little. And if you could just for a moment, objectively consider the things that I'm saying, perhaps you'll have a shift in your perception. That's all I got in regards to that. In conclusion, both studies show that the immune system can be influenced by the consciousness in many ways, which could mean that our thoughts, beliefs, and mood can affect the physical state of our body. Knowing that, you can learn to control your thinking and thus your immune system and health. Focus on the bright side of life. Visualize yourself being happy and healthy. Meditate every day, and soon you will be seeing positive changes not only in your health but in your whole life. Speaking of meditation, we should get to that. And now that you guys know that you can vibe with your body, you can tell it how to feel, you can evoke certain emotions, you can delegate a task, you can want to be well, you can achieve it if you want it. First, you have to make it tangible with your mind. I know that may sound bizarre, but we should try. So, I'm going to take a drink of water because I'm going to be talking for quite a while here. You guys are going to join me on this meditation. I suggest you get comfortable. Don't worry about music. I'm going to play some healing sounds tonight that were inspired by the most beautiful evening that I've had in a long time. I know what you're thinking. Oh, she, you know. No, it wasn't even that. It wasn't even like a sexy time, which, you know, is appreciated. It was a healing time. My friends and I created a healing space that's flowering as we speak. It's going to be amazing. We want to have like a community center, and more to come in regards to that, friends. But we kind of christened it, and we all came together in this space, and we did some yoga and some body work, and we played some healing sounds with crystal bowls. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it, and you could feel it. You could feel the energy moving around. Speaking of that, I didn't get to the acupuncture article, but we can talk about that another time. I really want to get into this meditation, especially since we just learned a whole bunch of cool stuff about what our brain can do. So let's tell ourselves some awesome things. Tonight's topic is finding the authentic self. If you are a listener, you know that I've read this before, and I think that it's time to do it again. So forgive me if you've already heard it, or enjoy it again because you know it's awesome. Let's see here. So get comfortable. I'm going to play some cool sounds and read you some awesome words and help us connect to the innate, the thing within us that makes us us. Here we go. So let me adjust the sound so it's not too loud. Get comfy, okay? So, I want you to begin by getting comfortable. You may want to sit or lie down. Go ahead and close your eyes and focus your gaze. Or you can focus your gaze on one spot in the room. Start to relax your body. Beginning with your feet, allow a feeling of relaxation to fill your feet. Now they're feeling heavy, loose, and relaxed. Relax your ankles, your lower legs, and your knees. Allow the relaxation to continue, relaxing your upper legs. Let the muscles of your legs completely go. Feeling very heavy and relaxed. Now relax your hips and your pelvis and all the surrounding muscles. Feel your stomach and your lower back relaxing. The muscles are giving up their hold. Feel the relaxation in your chest, back, and sides. You are feeling very relaxed. Very heavy. Let your hands relax. All the way from your fingertips to your wrists. Feel your lower arms relaxing. Letting go. Relax your elbows and your upper arms. Loose and heavy. Now relax your shoulders, feeling them lowering slightly, finding a comfortable, relaxed position, free from tension. Allow the muscles of your neck to relax. Letting go. And relax your face and your head. Feel your entire body relaxing even more deeply, becoming completely relaxed. Limp, heavy, comfortable. Now that you are relaxed, turn your attention inward, even more deeply inside, to find your authentic self. Begin by reflecting upon your values. What is the most important thing in your life? What do you value? Where does your sense of right and wrong come from? Spend the next few moments thinking about your values. The values you have been thinking of make up part of the core of who you are. If you're being true to your values, these core beliefs will drive your behavior. It feels good to behave in ways that are consistent with your values. For example, if honesty is something you value, this could be reflected in your life by being truthful. If you value your family, perhaps this reflects in your life and the time you spend with them. Think about how your values can be part of your day-to-day life. Now consider what else makes you who you are. Finding your authentic self involves learning who you truly are. Your authentic self is the real you, the person you are truly meant to be. Your authentic self is the person you are in your core, the person you can be if nothing holds you back. So imagine the person you believe yourself to be right now. And it's okay if you aren't quite sure who you are. Just picture yourself going about the things you usually do in a typical day. Imagine that you are watching yourself, observing yourself, going about your usual activities. See yourself getting up in the morning, going about your day. Imagine the things that you do in a typical day, and see yourself doing these things. Picture this person, you, standing in an empty room. Imagine watching this person. Observe. Now, imagine you can strip away all the things that hold you back from your full potential. Imagine self-doubt dissolving, being replaced with confidence and self-assurance. Picture this person before you and imagine all the things that get in the way of success, such as circumstances, lack of resources, lack of forgiveness, illness, baggage from the past, anything that is holding this person back in any way at all. See these problems dissolving, disappearing, and going away. Now imagine this person standing in the empty room. What is left? Who is this person when all these barriers are stripped away? That person is you. Imagine you who you are at the core, the pure character that is left when there is nothing to get in the way of complete self-expression. You may only have a vague picture in your mind right now. Let's allow that picture to come into focus, becoming more and more clear. Think of your motivations. What motivates you? What drives your behavior? What catches your interest or has caught your interest in the past? What propels you to act? Think about your personality and your character traits. What are the characteristics that are left when all barriers are removed and all fears have gone away? At your fullest potential, your simplest form, with no fears, what traits do you have? Think about your energy. Are you laid back and calm, or are you energetic? Think about your other characteristics. Are you introverted or extroverted? Quiet or talkative? Creative? Practical? What sorts of things do you appreciate? What do you admire? What do you like? Imagine something that makes you feel happy. What is it? Now, think of some things you enjoy, things that you like to do. Think about all the characteristics of the person who is left when all the barriers and fears are removed. Now let's create a different picture. Imagine yourself as a younger child in a happy moment. See the potential in this child. Who is this young person? What makes this child who he or she is? Think about the characteristics that you share with this child. In what ways are you similar? In what ways does the current you differ from this child? Think about how you have learned and grown since the time you were a small child. Now picture yourself as the child. See the world through your younger self's eyes. What did you want to be when you grew up? What hopes did you have for the future self? What dreams did you have as a child? The hopes and dreams you had as a child were probably related in some way to your authentic self. Something about your dreams was connected to a part of your true self. What do these aspirations say about who you are? What personal characteristics of yours are related to your childhood dreams? For example, if as a child you dreamed about becoming an astronaut, you probably have some personality traits that relate to this dream, such as being adventurous, curious, analytical. Think about your childhood dreams and see what these dreams say about who you are. Now, create one final picture in your mind. Imagine in as much detail as you can the person you want to be. Imagine your ideal self. How would this person behave? What does this person, your authentic self, value? What motivates this ideal self? What personal characteristics are present in this ideal version of you? Imagine all the details of the person you most want to be. The person in your mind right now, this ideal person is you. This is your authentic self. This is who you are at the core. Beneath all of life's getting in the way, this is you. Spend a few moments with this image of your authentic self. Now allow yourself to step inside of this image and fully become this person. Become who you are. For this moment, just simply be your authentic self. Feel a sense of calm and serenity, secure in who you are, knowing who you are. This is you, your authentic self. You can take this authentic self with you, allowing the true essence of you to shine through in your everyday life. Allow your values, personality, and motivations to shine through, to guide your behavior, and to make up who you are. You've always been this person. You will always be your authentic self. Positive, confident, a person like you, a person you like and appreciate. Underneath all the challenges and baggage, the demands of living life, this is the real you that will always be present. So it's time to reawaken now and to conclude our little relaxing exercise. I want you to keep this version of your authentic self with you as long as you can, and take note of how you feel. Go ahead and wiggle your toes and your fingers. And sit quietly for a moment if you need to. We're just like in a super relaxed state. I know when I come out of a meditation, it's always jarring. If you had any moments of clarity, I encourage you to document them, because you will forget. It always happens, regardless if you want it to or not. So we covered a lot of different things tonight, you guys. I shared with you very objective perspective in regards to disease and all the ailments that can exist within the body. It's not the first time I've suggested that we are responsible for the manner in which we experience life based on our perceptions and ability to manage them. There is a lot of science now that supports the fact that we are holographs living in this dimension, and that we can experience things on a level energetically that can't be seen. Tonight we talked about how our nervous system can be affected by positive thoughts and what is actually occurring in the body when we have different feelings. I did want to speak to you guys a little more, since we have some time here, about some tips for healers or other people who may be sensitive to other people's. I touched on it earlier, you guys. I told you about I went over to my friend Haji's house and we had healing space. We spent like 3 hours playing music and stretching and doing energy work on each other. Just non-intrusive, you know, just kind of vibing. And my friend was playing the crystal bowl, and it was intense. I could feel it. Like, every little pitch, every little vibration that was created was passing through me. And it kind of enhanced everything I was feeling. And there were no drugs involved, sadly. It was simply energetic. And it was amazing. If you haven't ever experienced a crystal bowl, get one now. It's awesome. So what I did is I did some body work on my friends. One of my friends was having some pain in his hips and his psoas and his piriformis and his IT band. And the other friend was having trouble with his neck and his shoulders. So I worked on both of them. And I didn't spend enough time afterwards grounding myself. I've shared with you guys before a quick method of kind of cleansing your energy is to imagine yourself elongating your spine and digging into the core of the earth in whichever manner is most ideal to you. I like to picture like sparkles and gold awesome things that look like fireworks coming out of the earth. Like the earth is like, yeah, she's about to plug in. It gets all excited. And you can feel it depending on how you imagine things. And then I like to kind of imagine the crown of my head becoming accepted in an accepting manner for good energy. And I kind of use the earth to cycle things through me. So that's the best thing that works for me. And I was just so overwhelmed with everything that occurred last night that I didn't properly get it all out. Like, I encourage my friends to let their stuff out, but I didn't let it out. So today, I'm not even kidding, I couldn't lift my right arm because my shoulder was so knotted up, and I was having trouble, like, in my low back and my hip. Isn't that interesting? How would you explain that in your logical, rational, functional, practical mind? Tell me. What would you think? Any coincidence at all, or is this hogwash? I want you to think about that. So, in regards to that, I found an article titled 15 Tips for Empaths and Highly Sensitive People. And it called out to me today because I was pondering the same question that I presented to you just a moment ago. And I did a little research. And according to this article, empathic ability allows you to read and understand people's energy. This ability may be genetic, passing from one generation to another, or you may share this ability with a relative. Isn't that the same thing? Anyways, so this, they say, look at your family tree. Does anybody have this ability? Okay, I want to say right now that I don't agree with the language used in this article, but their information is interesting. Okay? So empaths have the ability to scan another's energy from thoughts, feelings, and possibly from the past, present, and future life occurrences. Most empaths are unaware of how this really works and have accepted that they are sensitive to other people's energy. The ability to correctly perceive and to some extent mirror the energy of another is a challenge. This gift allows us to steer ourselves through life with added perception. You need to be selective and have coping skills in place, or you will be easily overwhelmed. Here are some modes for coping. Schedule time with you. We just had some time with us. It was lovely. We listened to some sounds, and we found our authentic self. So spending time alone creates the space needed to release emotion, energy, and stress. Positive affirmations. I have a note in my pocket to myself. Where is it? I'm going to read it to you. Where's my note to myself? Here it is. It was in my other pocket. Okay, I wrote myself love letters. I super recommend it. It's awesome to find them. You're like, oh, I'm so sweet. This one says, there's a pretty picture on it, and it says, I wish to always serve what is in my best and highest good and interest. So, affirmations. This one is similar to what I said. It says, let me receive what is in my best and highest good at this time. So, similar thing. Shielding. Place a protective shield of white light that is around and encasing you in a bubble. And they suggest to remember to make a grounding cord so you don't float away. I've never thought about that. I have heard about this before, like putting yourself in a bubble. But I've never tied myself to anything. Maybe that explains why I'm always like, ah, man, space. anyways, next. Chakra cleaning and balancing. Regular cleaning of the chakras will help keep your energy field free of negative or unwanted energy. Rebalance them by bringing in energy that will create an alignment and a balance. Centering, align yourself with the spirit and let go of the ego. Try to live in the moment, and whatever emotion comes up, express it and release it. We talked about that. Stones, oh, you guys know I love rocks. Okay, some people find that crystals and gemstones, yeah, aid in clearing negative energy and maintaining balance. Choose yours by trying several different stones and by paying attention to how they feel. That reminds me that tomorrow, that moon is going to be awesome, or soon, which depending on where you are. You should put your crystals out there. Let them hang out in that moon, and then hang out with them afterwards, and document your findings. There's a little science experiment for you, and you can compare them to crystals that haven't been outside. Okay, aromatherapy. Essential oils can enhance well-being. Choose what elevates or calms your mood. I can attest to this. Essential oils are awesome. Next week, I'm going to talk more in depth about them. I have this whole chart that tells us what each one does, so I'll share that with you. Practice forgiveness. Forgiving others and forgiving yourself is one of the most powerful tools you have. It will clear your energy and raise your vibrational rate. That is probably the biggest one for me. Hell freaking yes. Do that. Forgive, forgive, forgive. You will feel amazing. Just do it. Okay? It already happened. Let it be. What did it teach you? And move on. Okay? You can do it. Grounding. We have a grounding cord in the root chakra that connects us to the earth. Being aware of this and using this cord to both send negative energy into the earth where it is absorbed and drawing nourishing energy up from the center of the earth will increase your flow. That's basically what I walked you through earlier, And I shared with you what I like to do. I do that before every show. I make sure that I'm, like, clear and awesome for you guys. Because I don't want to perpetuate bad stuff. That's what Friday's about. Friday's about being the other aspect of what we try and do on our show. The stuff Nick and DB speak on is current, real SHIT that is going on. And it's not always happy and rainbows and unicorns and lollipops and sugar cookies. It's just not. So that's what Friday's about. Friday's about good vibes. Meditations on this list as number 10. Quiets your mind so you can center and be present and listen to the inner voice. We just did that. We already know what that's about, number 10. You don't have to tell us. Soothing sounds. You can relax yourself using music or nature sounds. I want to encourage you guys to look up some healing sounds, like specific hurts and the effects they have on the body. Real quickly here, it says, animals in nature, being in nature, spending time with our pets is a great way to relax and clear energy. Agreed. Smudging, which is burning sage and setting an intention, is a good way. Yoga, because it combines breathing, centering, and grounding. A wonderful way to raise your vibrational energy. We're going to start doing some live yoga classes soon. Oh my gosh, guys, get excited. A gratitude and intentional journal. I carry my journals around because I'm frantically writing things in them all the time. And I'm always saying I'm grateful for this and stating intentions towards keeping my energy flow steady. And I encourage you to do the same thing. This author was Lynn Zamburno, who's an RN, and she became an intuitive life guide. She's awesome. Thank you guys for joining me on my self-proclaimed objective perspective initial programming for the anti-media. I've got a lot of ideas moving forward here, and I've accepted what it is that I am to do, and I'm okay with the objections because they make me more awesome. So please, tell me I can't. I want to hear it. Tell me I'm crazy. I love it. Tell me I'm a hippie. It makes me laugh. And tell me I'm unconventional and insane. It's okay. I'm okay with that. But just consider what I had to say and try to have an objective perspective. And you can catch Nick and DB back on Monday and again on Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the same place. You guys take care and have a beautiful week.
Yo.
I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo.